I had not found myself yet, and I hadn't found my footing as a confident woman with loads of value. Hi guys, it's Andrea Patrick, and you're listening to the CEO Mindset Podcast, where here I'm showing you how to constantly evolve and be open to failing forward. It's in that failing that we find ourselves and we have the ability to learn from our mistakes and grow and be more successful. Today, I want to talk to you about you. You University. In theory, we should all understand our unique place in the world, but because of baggage and outside pressures, many of us have fallen prey to the low esteem, imposter syndrome, negative self-talk phenomenon of our society. During this You University podcast, I'm going to share three you-isms to help you find your footing and become more confident in your uniqueness. Don't forget to leave comments and a review after listening. Also, be sure to follow me on my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official, and blog for more information and tips about best practices for living and working authentically and intentionally. Let's get into today's podcast episode, shall we? Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we? All right, there are three you-isms I want to talk about today: your value, your voice, and your vision. If you're struggling to find your footing as a strong, confident person, these you-isms are where I suggest you start doing some upgrades. Let's start with the first one, your value. You're told you are this or you're told you were that. It's easy to believe it. It's easy to believe it if you don't understand your value. So the question for your upgrade is this: do you have an understanding of yourself and the unique value you have to offer? This clarity will help you become much more discerning, much more efficient and effective with the connections you make and the engagement you have. You do not have to put so much pressure on yourself to find all the right answers. I know that's a lot of time what's holding us back. You can just know what you know and be confident in your perspective and passion. I truly believe that we are as unique as a snowflake. There is no one that has the same combination of influence, experience, perspective, and passion. You are as unique as a snowflake. Don't allow other people to define you. Know who you are and what you need to do and be your best, and establish how you want to show up in the world with the value you bring to the table. The next you-ism I have for you is your voice. You go along to get along, but it's not what you want to do. Okay, so the question for your upgrade here is, are you clearly, consistently, and authentically expressing yourself? Do you know how to do that? Are you managing the volume of your personality well and improving your emotional quotient and learning how to read the room? What you say is important, but how you say it and to whom you say it is also important. Speaking up for yourself or using your words to teach people how to treat you and manage expectations improves your ability to stay encouraged, motivated, and inspired. Quietly sitting back and just doing what other people want you to do, saying yes when you should say no, is not going to serve you. It's not going to help you increase your confidence and grow and succeed in the areas that you want to succeed in. So, to use your voice in a way that is going to express authentically and intentionally who you are and what it is you need is going to be a much better way to get where it is you're trying to go manage the volume of your personality, and teach people how to treat you all at the same time. Doing this is such an encouraging and motivating thing because now people are treating you the way you want to be treated. You're able to say no when you need to say no, and you're not overwhelming your schedule and your day, and you're able to be much more productive. Our final U-ism is your visibility. Now, this is where you know you're intelligent and you're capable and you're ready to take things on. But the question for your upgrade is your nonverbal communication being carefully considered? Listen, I know that this isn't a popular opinion, but it is the truth. People are looking at you, looking at how you are presenting yourself, how you are showing up in the room, and they are making decisions and assumptions about who you are. So your personal style is a form of nonverbal communication. Your visibility, that personal style, is going to speak to your level of intelligence, your level of capability, and your level of readiness. The way you carry yourself, also your mannerisms, all of these things people are looking at to discern whether or not you are capable, if you're confident in what it is you're doing, if you're able to get the job done. Your nonverbal communication is forming a reputation for you. It is speaking when your words are not. Your reputation is forming whether you want it to or not. So your visibility, the way people see you is important. This is a very important U-ism for you to think about when you are out networking, when you are representing your business, when you're wanting to represent yourself and make an amazing first impression. We've all heard the quote that says you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. This is so true, and it is definitely why your visibility is important. So today, I want you to think about U University, and I want you to think about these three U-isms that I have shared with you, because it's important to me to help you find your footing as a strong, confident person. So I hope that you use these suggestions, these questions for your upgrades, where you can improve the way you see your value and the way you are sharing it with people, where you improve your voice and you upgrade the consistency and clarity and authenticity of the way you express yourself, how you're managing the volume of your personality and improving your emotional quotient. And then lastly, truly considering your visibility and your nonverbal communication and the volume in which it speaks when your words are not speaking. Now listen, I did a video called Mastering the Art of Self-Management, Navigating Progress Within Your Personal Framework. I think this is a great tool for you to also watch and use and apply what you learn in that video to your ability to upgrade the U-isms that I just shared with you. If you are still struggling, Project CEO is my signature program that I created just for people like you who need to really walk in their authenticity and become unapologetically themselves. If you're struggling in your life, career, and or business to be you, to be authentic, to be intentional, Project CEO is the program for you, and I am leaving the link to both the video I mentioned earlier and Project CEO in the show notes so that you can grab that. Get on the list for Project CEO. It's an amazing program, and we'll be opening the doors soon, and you'll want to be on the list, the wait list, so that you get all the perks and prizes for doing so. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast, where we are here again, constantly evolving and being open to failing forward. Please leave a comment, subscribe to listen each week, and visit my website, andreapatrick.com, for my blog. All right, guys, thank you again for listening. Bye. That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode if you have any questions, comments, concerns. concerns. I want to hear all about them, and I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.